We're back in the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner all with you here. I guess we've got a pseudo people's court to go through next segment. We got to decide as a show if everything is okay.
Okay.
5:10 more on Sean Snyder and Bill Snyder. I want to get to in a little bit, I don't know if you paid enough attention to baseball, the Rockies and Cubs playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's something going on with Coors Field.
Yeah, didn't love it, and we'll discuss that in a moment. But while we're on the topic of stadiums here, man, the biggest takeaway I had from watching the Royals last night at Tropicana Field, the Trop, man, that has to be like the worst atmosphere in all of professional sports.
Oh, it's brutal.
That was terrible. First, this goes back a couple of nights, and I enjoyed this, but did you hear the guy getting after Eric Hosmer the first game of the series?
Mm-mm.
There was a fan, and I don't know, to be honest with you, I tuned in late in the game, and I saw it for an at-bat like in the 7th or the 8th or something, and he's screaming from his seat, but it's so quiet, there's so little going on there, that you could hear him like plain as day. And Ryan Lefebvre was commenting that he's done this in the past. He'll pick out one guy and just wear him out while they're at home plate for their at-bat, and then it just goes back to being quiet. But just plain as day, you could hear him. They picked him out very easily with the camera crew. You could see him just because it's so dull, you know? And, hey, kudos to that guy, honestly, because he livened it up. But last night, you know, especially a game that goes into extra innings when the Rays have blown a lead, there could not have been more than 200 people there.
The announced attendance was 9,900, and if it's under 10,000 at a major
league game,
yeah, that's bad. That's really, really bad. Because usually you can only plan on there being, what, maybe 40 to 50% of what the announced attendance is in a situation like that?
Oh, probably. Yeah, and I mean, I exaggerate a little bit with 200 fans, but I... Maybe
well, by the end of it, I don't think that's much of an exaggeration.
Boy, maybe like 1,000 scattered fans there by the end of the game. I mean, this is even in the third inning, and this was just the balk call from last night, but it's like you can hear clear as day just the balk call being yelled out when it's made.
Mint.
I mean,
it had an echo.
Call me crazy, but I don't think you could pick it up that clearly at any other ballpark that I could think of. At the K, they're just talking about having the worst attendance there that the Royals have had in a couple years recently, and even that was still in the teens, 12, 13,000. Tampa does not support that team at all.
What's comical about this is right now the Rays are discussing building a new stadium.
Maybe a smaller one. I don't know. Just build like a 10,000 capacity stadium or something, and then it would feel packed every night.
You've got to give some credit to Evan Longoria, because I wouldn't say that he's been a superstar, but he's been that next tier, and he has had to endure that in Tampa for so long. And of course, there was the one time that they did get to the World Series, and they did have a couple of really good years. But at this point, what is motivating him to show up to the ballpark on a daily basis? Honestly.
It's got to be tough. I always forget this about the Rays. I mean, I've known for a while that they, there's never really been all that much fan support there. But it's just jarring to, like, watch on TV. It just feels different. It has a different kind of feel to it, and you pick up on it. I also enjoyed, like, the Royals fans, the crazy Moose fans that they kept showing there. I mean, you could hear them.
Well, his parents.
Yelling Moose so easily.
It's the father's trip.
Okay, so it was literally his parents. Okay. I must have missed the first cutout shot to them. But anyway, you know how the Cubs are famous for old-style beer, right? You know, that's their beer, and they sell it at Coors Field. That's what you get there. They adopted it apparently in 1902, which I learned today reading this. But they've been playing at Coors Field, and in a very America, let's go get all the money we can move, Coors Field for the week or the series started selling old style beer in their own venue, catering to all the Cubs fans. Now, I have been to a Royals Cubs game. This is going back, I think, to like 2012, but lots of Cubs fans show up. There are Cubs fans all over the place, and they are one of the fan bases that you can just count on when they play there. You're going to have increased attendance. You're going to have a lot of people there. I'm sure they sold a lot of old-style beer, and I'm sure they made some money off of the Cubs fans. But this actually rubs me the wrong way. I would not be thrilled about this if I were the Rockies.
Oh, like the players or the fans?
Or the fans. You're going to...
Just making your ballpark as hospitable as possible.
Right. Hospitable to the enemy. You're going to cater to the enemy here. You're trying to win games, and this is reinforcing. I mean, the thing that can be annoying about this is, you know, Royals playing the Yankees, Red Sox, or Cubs. Like, it's just annoying that all the bandwagon T-shirt fans come out, and now you're gonna just welcome it. You're gonna bring on even more of that by offering up the old style beer. I don't like it. I would not be crazy about that if I were a Rockies fan. They did that at the K, for instance, which, you know, now I don't think they would do. This is a move that maybe the Royals in 2012 and that era would have tried to pull. I wouldn't have liked it. I mean, first of all, I don't like old-style beer anyway. I don't think it tastes
not,
very good.
That's not your style.
Yeah, not my thing.
I would understand it a little bit more if it were at an American League ballpark where the Cubs visit like once every decade or something like that. But it's at a National League ballpark, so the Cubs are going to be in Coors Field every single year. I don't really understand it. I wouldn't say it rubs me the wrong way. It's just confusing. It would be like if another ballpark, let's say Kauffman, had the Cubs coming to town, they decided to import ivy and put ivy along the wall at Kauffman Stadium. It's kind of strange. I don't know. Look, anything to make a few extra bucks, because we know that the state of attendance with baseball, as we just talked about with the Rays, is not good unless your team is really, really good and you're playing on the weekends. But I don't know.
I don't think this would have much to do with like attracting more attendance. But it is. I mean, it's trying to take advantage of the Cubs fans that are there, and I suppose make more money off of them. But you know, it bothers me even more because Coors Field is a pretty unique ballpark in and of itself. Like, it's one of the more notable ballparks, I would say, in Major League Baseball. So stick to your guns. It's called Coors Field. Stick to your guns. Do not be bringing old style beer in here.
I mean, if I were at one of those games, I would have one though. I don't know how I would feel about old style beer because I can't say that I've had it a lot. But just for the experience, I would do it.
I mean, like back in the day, do you have something?
Well, I was going to bring up. Tyler mentioned attendance. Right now, Colorado actually 10th in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they're doing
attendance.
All right because they've got this new closer by the name of Greg Holland that's actually really, really solidified their bullpen, and they're not losing games anymore. That's why they're drawing fans.
Okay.
But well, it's true. He's got more saves than a lot of teams have wins.
Here I'm supposed to be the negative one around here. No, I know. This was the example I came up with. You know, back in the day, you'll see pictures or video. Some of it exists. You can find it on YouTube if you search for it. But from the 80s, when K-State would host Nebraska or Oklahoma and nobody was there from wearing purple, the stadium would be filled with red for Nebraska or Oklahoma. I mean, if Nebraska fans are coming in here and all of a sudden the concession stands are selling Runza, like, I'm not going to like that. I wouldn't like that if I was a K-State fan. You're going to open the floodgates to all these Nebraska fans coming into this KSU Stadium back then? And then just bring in food carts selling Runza.
One of the most disgusting visuals that I ever had to endure as a kid was every couple of years seeing, you know, on the concourse, people that I'm walking right alongside wearing the big, you know, not the cheese head for the Packers, but the corn husk on their head. Did not enjoy that. I'm very glad that that's out of the Big 12 now.
Yeah, just throw that on top of the little cart with the Runzas, just a big stand of those. You could sell those things too. Might as well if you're going to start selling old style beer at Coors Field. Which would you rather have right now, an old style beer or a Runza crappy Hot Pocket knockoff, whatever you want to call those things?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the old style.
Me too. Me too, my friend. Coming up, we may have a violation on our hands from one of our very own. This is The Game.